My name's Alan Dunlop. I'm founding director of FAME Mission, a mission founded 20 years ago in East Africa by my wife and myself, and a mission that has been blessed of the Lord, and through it I have been blessed. We have been blessed of the Lord. It was Christmas time. This story is set at the Christmas time, the season of goodwill and good cheer. And at the time, there wasn't much goodwill in my heart because I'd had a bad weekend. It was Christmas time. I was alone again, away from home and family. My fridge had broken down, which was the second time that I'd brought it from Nairobi. No fridge. I was on safari with my truck and a stone went through the radiator. When I went to fix the truck, I found out the radiator was made of plastic, therefore I couldn't fix it. So the good cheer and the goodwill was a little thin on the ground. And I was sitting outside my house under the shade trees doing some writing when something caught my eye. And I looked over and it was a little black face looking at me from behind a pillar. Ben, one of the orphans. Then another head appeared, Mugo, another one of the orphans. So I called them. They were out of bounds, you see. We don't allow the children to wander around for their own safety, and I knew they were out of bounds. So I called them, Oka, come. And they came, and I asked them what they wanted. Unatakanini. And they said, Nataka balloon. I want a balloon. Well, they had already burst all the balloons. The balloon season was over. And I told them, I said, there's no balloons. Hakuna balloon. But I didn't want to turn them away. They were standing there looking at me. And so I said, and God, yeah, wait. So I went and got glasses of milk each for them. And I had some roast potatoes left over from my breakfast. Yes, I eat roast potatoes for breakfast. I eat anything for breakfast. That's one of the things I learned, that you eat what's available. So I had these left over. So I brought them out and gave them to them. And they stood and had them. And finished the milk. I never forget it. Finished the milk. And the white moustache of the milk was on their little faces, and they were standing there looking at me. And I said, "And you can go now." And off they went. And before the children came, I had the fridge broke. I was alone at Christmas. My truck was broke. But those two children and me being able to give them something and see the gladness for which they weren't hungry, but that's not the point. They were glad to have it, and I was glad to give it. And that made it Christmas for me.